T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Tom Brady, that was glorious when he was so frustrated against the Steelers. He cursed out his offensive line. It was rare the day that Brady looked like total dog crap against the Steelers. He only lost to them 4 times in his 23-year career. And one of them was last October at Acrisure Stadium. Winless at Acrisure Stadium.
Put that on his career epitaph.
Put that on the tombstone, TB12. Who retired again today. This time he says it's for real. He cried in a self-produced video that he made on a beach somewhere. I'm sure you've seen it by now.
Mm-hmm.
So, periodically from time to time, we reset our Pony and Mueller quarterback rankings. And we try to put a little different spin on it. Everybody does rankings. Everybody ranks quarterbacks. So, with Brady calling it quits today, because I wanted to bring Donnie in on this. I don't think Donnie was here the last time we released all-time quarterback rankings. I figured, let's do our quarterback rankings since 2000. Because I didn't want to force Donnie to go back and look up Otto Graham's stats before today's show.
Norm Van Brocklin.
I didn't want Donnie chewing on his pencil at his desk thinking, oh, man, where do I put Johnny Unitas in this thing?
I'm not old enough to have seen John Unitas play, but I am wise enough to know he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
I got to think about where Bob Greasy is in the pantheon of quarterbacks. Yeah, so I said, let's just make it easy on him and everybody here and go with guys that all the people in our wheelhouse, all the people in our audience have watched pretty much from beginning to end. 2000, quarterbacks from the 2000s. Top five. Top five quarterbacks of the last 22 years. So, did you guys have, is it kind of just in your head?
No, I have my list.
I need a filibuster here a little bit?
No, I have my list. I did the homework assignment.
So, do you want us all to each reveal maybe our five down to one?
Sure.
You want to say that way?
Sure.
Okay, so Donnie, Chris, and me.
Yep.
So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, Donnie, who is your fifth-rated quarterback?
Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger.
Are you defending it like at the Hall of Fame, or are you just... Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Ben Roethlisberger cracks Donnie's top five. Ooh, I wasn't sure he was going to do it, but he didn't let me down. Sneaked him right in there, Mulsey, to the five spot. You? Who's five for you?
Benjamin Todd... I'm just kidding, Drew Brees. Listen to the dismay on the other side
of the
glass.
Turn your mic on next time you have that reaction, young man. Drew Brees.
And you can tell Pony's worked with me longer than you have and knows me well. He never broke. I couldn't work him into a shoot there. He knew that I was just sandbagging.
My fifth is the son of a Pirates pitcher who sounds like Kermit the Frog, who will be starting in the Super Bowl next week. Patrick Mahomes. I have Mahomes 5. So Roethlisberger for Donnie, Breeze for Mueller, Mahomes for me at 5.
Mm-hmm.
4?
I have Drew Brees at number 4.
Oh, I'm already now thinking about who he's leaving off this list, and
so,
I got a good idea.
So am I,
and I know,
dude.
It's going to really tick you off.
I know who his top 3 are in some order. Number four for me, ayahuasca, therapeutic vomiting, peyote probably, Aaron Rodgers.
Malsy, great minds think alike. I also have Aaron Rodgers.
Four MVPs, back-to-back in his late 30s. The playoff failings are one thing, but still some pretty impressive hardware there.
Three to Donnie.
I think I might surprise you guys here.
Uh-oh.
Patrick Mahomes.
Holy crap. Now I know who you're leaving off. This is fascinating, horse.
Okay. Who's three for you?
Great minds, Donnie. I have Mahomes three as well.
My three? Drew Brees. Drew Brees third.
Well, this is now getting very interesting.
Donnie, back to you for number two.
Peyton Manning.
Across the board, I think. Are we all going to say Manning too? Because I am.
Yep.
And then is there any
Brady
drama left?
One. Yeah.
So I got to be honest. Stop the damn presses here. I thought there was no way that Pony or that I would be the be joined in leaving Ben off this list. I really thought I was going to have to do the usual lone soldier bad guy routine. It was close. I will admit this much. I actually thought about it and debated like the Breeze climate controlled stuff. It was between he and Breeze. I did not have Eli Pony close to the top five here, despite being the guy that has kept Brady from having 9 Super Bowls. I was writing names down like Russell Wilson, Phillip Rivers, but you know, Matt Ryan wins an MVP, but it was really Ben or Breeze for number five. And the thing about Breeze is this. The numbers individually are overwhelming from him. I don't care if he was playing in a dome.
I think
care
Breeze
if he was playing
is
seven
the most underrated quarterback in
greatest
NFL history.
Greatest completion percentage.
Insanely
accurate. And he has like
accurate.
The second most attempts.
Here's something else about him. He didn't have a ton of playoff success, 9-9 for his career. I did think that they got jobbed out of a chance at a Super Bowl when they looked pretty damn good when the Rams call, the PI call. I think it goes under discussed. This is kind of in the vein of what Pony just said. The guy was a pure pocket passer, not a move around guy and throw from the edges, really. He was a pure drop back and throw it dude at 6 feet flat. And he was that accurate. Those two things taken together shouldn't really be possible. That was one of my big things yesterday, Pony. You weren't here, obviously, you're convalescing, watching all the Godfather movies or whatever.
Definitely not the third one. That's a waste of time.
They throw Sean Payton on Denver. I don't know if that's going to work because he coordinated an offense where the dude just dropped back and made all the throws. And Russell Wilson can't do that. I think Breeze's numbers are just off the charts.
Yeah, but you're ignoring the elephant in the room. Donnie thinks Ben Roethlisberger's better than Aaron Rodgers.
I think the last few years I've heard Aaron Rodgers. For a long time.
Two MVPs.
Wait, I was just going to see me. Yeah, you mean this year?
He was the two-time defending MVP coming into this year, Chalooch.
And he has nothing else to show for it.
But that's a pretty big thing to show.
Those are two pretty big matzo balls
that's
there.
That's a big show right there.
He's never gone back to the Super Bowl.
Well.
I understand that, but you ranked Breeze 4. He never went back to the Super Bowl. He only went once.
Breeze, yeah, but you guys just went through Breeze's numbers. Like, he has overwhelmingly great numbers.
Doesn't Aaron Rodgers have the best passer rating of all time?
Yeah, I think 103.6. Aaron Rodgers can lay claim to, I believe, the two highest single-season passer ratings ever.
I mean, I think
one of them was 2 years ago.
Ben's higher on the all-time passing list. More of those great fourth-quarter comebacks. Rodgers has never thrown a 500-yard game. How many does Ben Roethlisberger have? Ben has more career wins, more playoff wins, more Super Bowl wins, and more Super Bowl appearances.
Yes, he also lost to him head-to-head in the Super Bowl. I mean, I love Roethlisberger and think Rodgers is a jerk, but I can't bring myself to rank him ahead of
him. Oh, I mean, for a while, I thought Rodgers was the best pure thrower of the football I've ever seen. But
how does him winning two of the last three MVP awards dock him in your book here? He has the Super Bowl, so it's not like you can use the Marino argument that he never won one.
I think the just playoff performance
here,
even after winning the MVPs.
Do you want to know what's surprising?
Hurt his case because
this?
Every time he gets into the playoffs, where's Mr. MVP?
No, I'll admit that. You have a point there.
Wait a minute, though. Couldn't you say that about Peyton Manning, too?
Yes, you can.
You have Manning, too.
Although you can say Manning won it as a corpse in 2015, basically. Like, he still won it, ultimately.
He beat Brady twice to get there and then finish the job twice.
My thing with Rodgers here, what I'm surprised, where I am surprised that you left.
He lost
out.
A Super Bowl 43-8.
Right.
I mean,
well,
as the highest scoring offense of all time.
No, I have to say this about the Rodgers thing. The really surprising part of this is Ben himself, you know, kind of we get a feel for who he really thinks was better than him. We know he looks up to Brady in that way. He wanted the jersey swap done. He also, we're all pretty sure here, respects Rodgers' game and what he's been capable of doing.
Yeah, Ben like, would be offended above, by the Drew Brees part of this
puts
poll.
Him above puts Rodgers above himself. He would be much more angry with me and with Pony for put in with you, technically, for putting Brees above
him. Yeah, all
three
of us, that would buck.
Does he think that Peyton was better than him? Does he have that same kind of Rodgers-Brady respect for Peyton?
I don't know. I've never asked him about it. That's a good question.
Because Peyton is the antithesis to how he played the position. Just all preparation, would throw those wobbly ducks, but they'd get home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the themes of our 93.7 The Fan State of the Station staff meeting today was more Donnie football. That seemed to be...
You got mentioned... Yeah, Donnie got mentioned a lot as like a guy with a rocket ship strapped to his back.
Yeah, Craig would be like, for example, Donnie over here.
No, he led the meeting with basically talking about all the different ways in which we try to make sure we're out there in all media, digital, everything. And all he wanted to do was talk about Wing It with Donnie, which is coming where tonight, Donnie? Where are you headed to?
The Boulevard Lounge in Brookline.
Okay, so...
That's a spot right there.
Right.
That's going to be a hell of a time.
You know those old, like...
If I wasn't sick, I might go to that.
So you know those old gas station-style signs where, like, they have, like, the plastic letters against, like, the lit background, sort of? They have one of those signs out front that literally has Wing It with Donnie football tonight. So... I would say your brand outside of this building is already exceeding mine. It's definitely way ahead of Crowley's, who just is a sinking ship everywhere else but in these meetings. I mean, you're a big effing deal, let's be honest.
I'm still flabbergasted by his rankings.
Donnie got caught in the old rhetorical trap when he said, what has Rodgers done for me lately? And it's, there's two MVPs out there is a pretty big ball of wax.
And then he scored like 7 points in the playoffs.
Listen, Donnie, I am not arguing the point here, but you are acting like the MVP is like some sort of piddling little award over here that, you know, just like, you're acting like it's the Pro Bowl alternate
of
awards.
So here's what, if people are just finding this, we ranked the quarterbacks from the 2000s last segment. In honor of Brady retiring, and Donnie went Brady 1, Peyton Manning 2, Mahomes 3, Brees 4, Ben Roethlisberger 5. The only thing to quibble with is really just Aaron Rodgers being left off the list completely, and Donnie said, look at Roethlisberger's Super Bowl wins. Well, by that logic, shouldn't Eli Manning...
And total wins and total passing yards.
But shouldn't that...
500-yard games, which Rodgers has zero of.
Why are you
I don't get the 500-yard games.
That's just an accolade Ben has over him.
But is that an accolade that people keep track of when it comes to
Well, Ben has more than anybody. I mean, I'll say this for Aaron Rodgers. He's much better than the guy that was there before him.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel
about
it. I
owe the poor people of Mississippi that gratitude.
But why not?
I do like that.
But
you are
if the Super Bowls and if the Super Bowls in total stats are a big deal, why not Eli Manning in your top five?
So, I mean,
he took down Tom Brady twice. You
right.
Want to talk
He's
about
taken down
500
Rodgers
yard
in the playoffs,
Who gets
too.
An F about 500 yard games? He beat
Touchdown
the Patriots
Tom.
Twice.
I think Eli's a surefire Hall of Famer. I know sometimes.
Would you put him ahead of Rodgers on
people.
This list?
He ranked Philip Rivers ahead of Eli Manning in his honorable mention category.
But I mean, Eli's done the old playoff bit to Aaron Rodgers before.
Like, you're saying what Aaron Rodgers done? Give me one big game moment in Philip Rivers' entire career.
Oh, dadgummit.
One.
Shoot. Dang it.
Well, I mean,
I don't think he has one.
No.
His best postseason moment comes in a loss where he guts out the AFC title game on a torn ACL.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, if we're going with postseason success, you got to put Eli Manning ahead of at least Phillip Rivers.
No, this is why I think you take the whole package. This is why I look at Breeze's overwhelming stats, even though Ben has one more Super Bowl. And even though Eli has an extra Super Bowl.
How many times did Drew Brees lead the league in passing?
I looked at it. It was like 7 or 8.
That is wild to me, man.
Here, I'll get you the numbers again. I'm already getting, though, a lot of hate in the mentions for Brees being on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven times.
Malsy,
they're saying he's the most overrated quarterback in league history.
I think he's the exact opposite.
Brees absolutely belongs on there. I mean, if anything, there should be more attack on me for leaving Rodgers
off. I think it's people parroting Ben's kind of not-so-subtle opinion on him.
I will repeat my Drew Brees defense. I can't believe you and me are brothers in arms on this, but hey, whatever. Quarterback rankings apparently make strange bedfellows with our listeners. Drew Brees is the Greg Maddux of NFL quarterbacks. He doesn't look like Randy Johnson or Roger Clemens or Bob Gibson, any of these intimidating guys who had these physical attributes and threw the ball hard and, you know, just dominated people with their physical skills, but he just put the ball wherever he wanted.
Correct.
He's the most accurate passer in the history of the league, and frankly, it's not close.
Have you ever seen the sports science thing they did where they put, like, paint or something on a ball or had a sensor and he had to hit a target at varying distances? It was a bullseye target. He just kept hitting the dead center of the bullseye with the nose of the football over and over again.
If you are going to invalidate Drew Brees' passing accomplishments because of the dome, then you must do the same for Peyton Manning. You must throw them both out. In fact, you should probably do that with Marino, too, because he played in South Florida for his entire career.
What about people who'd say Peyton had the 55-touchdown season in Denver, setting the single-season record in that category, outdoors, in a harsh climate sometimes?
Not a bad rebuttal.
Yeah, I know. Once in a while, I have him. Brees, by the way, if you just eliminate his San Diego career, he still threw for almost 500 touchdowns, and that's taking four full seasons out of his career.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
I know. Since when he got to New Orleans, and he wasn't bad by any stretch in San Diego, but when he got to New Orleans, 7 passing crowns, his last five years in the league, his lowest completion percentage was 70.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Coming in on a blitz on Brady, and he is picked off! He is intercepted by Townsend, who are running in for the touchdown! Can you believe what we're seeing here?
Honoring Tom Brady's 23-year career by playing some of his highlights, like that Deshae Townsend pick six of Brady on Halloween Day 2004. I had shaved my head into a horseshoe where I was bald on top and I had hair on the sides and in the back like old Pitt basketball coach Kevin Stallings. And went dressed up like Friar Tuck to a Syracuse Halloween party.
How'd that go for you?
Not good.
Ladies didn't love it?
Didn't go over well.
What? Wait, why not?
Next day, went to another Halloween party. Girl down the hall went as a cowboy. I went as a Native American. We went as a couple, and one of the Native Americans on the lacrosse team knocked me out at the party. It was a different time back then.
I also feel like knowing you,
and
you
I had to get carried back to my dorm like I was like dead. Like there were
just
like tall bears who carried me. Yeah.
Something tells me you had it coming.
Donnie in 2004 was like 10 years old and was probably dressing up like a Teletubby for Halloween or something.
Yeah, what were the early life Donnie football costumes like? Were you dressing up as pro wrestlers back then?
Early life is in what years?
Like you're 8 to 10
years
old.
How old were you in 04?
You'd have been nine. 8 to 10 years old.
You'd in have October just, of 04,
you'd have just
been
turned
nine.
9 years old. Prime Halloween age. What were you probably dressing up as? Big Boss Man circa 1988?
I can't even think of what I was.
Perhaps Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
When I was a little kid, my Bubba, my dad's mom used to dress me up as like food items. Like I was like French fries for a year.
Do you know one of Craig's kids dressed up as an actual buffalo, like a chicken wing?
You went as a chicken tender? You went as a chicken tender.
I'm just throwing out different. I was definitely French fries one year.
What you could dress as, what did you dress as?
I can't think of what I was when I was nine.
You were just a single-minded. Wait, did you live in a neighborhood where there were a lot of houses or no?
Like, nah.
So that's the other thing.
But I'm trying to think, like, even because they would have like the dress up, because I was in elementary school.
The rural Halloween is something I never really thought about. I always lived in neighborhoods.
Yeah, we had like one or two kids come by. I think my parents just put a little like bowl out there because it didn't matter how many little candy bars they took.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is back with us. Mike, is Brady really done?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think he is. December 26th, day after Christmas, he did his Let's Go podcast, and he said the next time he retires, he's done and he's not coming back. Now, the last time he retired, he wasn't retiring. He was quitting on the Buccaneers and trying to land with the Miami Dolphins. And it was Brian Flores' lawsuit filed that same day that blew up Sean Payton and Tom Brady joining forces in Miami. So he never really retired a year ago, never meant to retire, never wanted to retire, never used the word retire, was retiring, if anything, from the Buccaneers. This time around, he's retiring. He says he's done. It's over. It's for good. He may believe that today. Is he going to believe that forever? I don't know. He's still going to have that arm into his 50s. He doesn't need to have a whole lot of mobility because he gets rid of the ball so quickly. And he said himself, this was December, I believe, of 2020. The last thing he wants to do is watch a game and think, these guys suck. I can play better than them. Well, he's going to be working those games for Fox. So it's not like he can turn off his TV until he's old enough that he would think he's not going to be as good as the guys in the games that he's watching. So you can never rule out anything, and none of this is binding. And what's the worst someone's going to do? Say, oh, you said you weren't coming back. You said it was for good. You're a liar. Okay, fine. You know, he comes back and plays. And people will be happy if he comes back and plays. So I think he believes he's done. We'll see what the passage of time entails.
Well, Sports Illustrated would have a lot of commemorative issues that would look really dumb in retrospect if he does, Mike. What situation or team do you think would be most likely to sort of to lure him back? Like, what combination of circumstances, you know, the Niners, the Raiders, is there a team you think that would be more likely for Tom Brady to come out of retirement to join?
When the news broke this morning during our show on Peacock PFT Live, Chris Sims' first reaction was he must have already realized there wasn't an ideal spot for him, and that's why he's doing it. Huh. Now, it's early, but you know what happens this time of year. Phone calls are made. People try to line up what their options are going to be, even if they're still technically under contract with another team, as Brady is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I think it would have to take something like an injury, some unexpected development, something where he believes he could walk right through the door and have an inside track at getting Super Bowl win number 8. I used to think that with Brett Favre, I needed to have at least one full football season go by without him playing before I would believe he was truly and completely done. I think with Brady at this point, I need to have two full football seasons go by for me to believe he's truly and completely done, because you just never know what may happen. But I could see an injury to a really great team at the right time cause Brady to say, why not? And again, he may feel differently after, you know, 5-6 months go by.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, NFL on NBC, our guest here. Mike, the Sean Payton thing finally happened yesterday. Do we know yet how much money he's going to make in Denver?
There was a report from Mike Kliss of 9 News in Denver, and it was buried at the bottom of his article about how this all came to be. And the way it was originally written, Kliss was reporting it's going to be somewhere between $17 and $20 million. My understanding is that Kliss heard from the Broncos that the deal isn't even done yet, and those aren't the numbers, and I guess he was just estimating. So there was a little period of time today where the numbers dropped out of that article, and then it came back in suggesting it was an estimated range. Last year, the talk was the Dolphins were going to pay him between $20 and $25 million. The belief was he wants between $20 and $25 million. Ownership can easily afford to pay him that. And when you look at what everyone in the NFL is currently making, the players especially, a great coach is worth $20 to $25 million, and the great coaches are making that much money. And, you know, the reality is there's two different numbers. There's the number that is reported to the league office, and then there's the real number. A lot of these owners get extra money funneled to them from other companies that are owned by ownership because they try to hold the curve down. They try to hold the entry-level numbers down. There is some degree of collusion that happens with coaching contracts. So extra money gets stuffed into a guy's pocket, and we never really know the full picture, but I suspect at the end of the day it's going to be at least 20. And I don't think he would have come back for anything less than that. Just wait till next year, and somebody maybe gives him 20 then.
Mike, who did you believe in the great source-off of 2023 yesterday? Schefter, who said that there was no D'Amico Ryans attempt by the Broncos, this is their guy all along, or Rappaport, who says they groveled at D'Amico Ryans' feet, he told them to kick rocks, so they went crawling to Sean Payton?
Well, if Rappaport's version is right, that's one hell of a Tuesday for the Broncos. Think about that. They spend a certain chunk of the day going after the guy who's already told them, no, thank you, I'm going to the Texans. And really, as I was saying on our show yesterday morning before all this happened, if the Broncos really want D'Amico Ryans, they got the money to get D'Amico Ryans. You just keep adding money to the contract until he says yes, and at some point he will say yes. But think about it. You spend a period of time trying to get him, and then you pivot to Payton, and you have to do a deal with the Saints to make them happy with the compensation you're giving them. You have to do a deal with Payton. That's just a lot to do on a Tuesday. And I know from talking to someone connected to all of this that I trust completely. I could hear it in the person's voice. There was a level of frustration that I've never experienced from this person before, saying that it was a complete fabrication that the Broncos pivoted back to D'Amico Ryans. The last time they talked to him was late last week. There's no direct or indirect or through intermediaries or back channels communication. There was nothing. They were done. They moved on. End of story. And that version, and when you throw in the fact that someone I know and I trust and I've known for a while, to hear that person that animated about it makes me think that somebody spun a yarn that Rappaport must have believed was true. And I'm not saying Rappaport was lying, but we all have sources from time to time who manipulate us and use us and tell us things that aren't true, and we lock into those, and before you know it, there's really no way out.
Mike, Steelers media is convinced that Mike Tomlin is going to get a contract extension this offseason. Do you think he'll get money now that's on par with Sean Payton?
Well, probably not. You know, my theory years ago when Bill Cowher left the Steelers after the 2006 season was that he knew that he was never going to get from the Steelers the kind of money that Mike Holmgren was getting from the Seahawks at the time. And, of course, the Steelers had beaten the Seahawks in Super Bowl 40. So the play, I believed, was a couple of years off and then come back and go coach for someone who's in that high-end coaching salary bracket. It just never happened that way for Cowher. So bottom line is I don't think the Steelers are ever going to be at the top of the market. And I think if Tomlin ever wants to get to the top of the market, he's going to have to go somewhere else. And I don't know how you pull that off unless you do the Sean Payton, you quit for a year or two, and then the next team comes back, deals with the Steelers, gives the Steelers compensation, and pays Tomlin what he's looking for. And yeah, there would be a strong debate on whether or not he's even worthy of getting the high-end money. Some would argue persuasively that it should be exclusive to Bill Belichick and offensive coaches who have shown they can do it at a high level. But you know, I still continue to believe Tomlin is in the range of better coaches. I just don't know that anyone would pay him $20 to $25 million. I just think a small handful of guys are going to get that.
Mike, we know that the Steelers' standard operating procedure and sort of all the reporting this week and based on what Art Rooney said last week suggests this will continue is to extend their coaches with 2 years left on the current deal. Tomlin is at that point now. if you were in Art Rooney's shoes, would this be a time and place where you would think about doing things differently than your usual and maybe waiting a year to extend him?
Well, my first reaction is it doesn't matter what any of us would do because Art Rooney's going to do whatever it is that he wants to do. And second, the Steelers' identity has become, we are the team that never fires a coach. We are the team that never moves on from a coach. We have had three coaches since 1969. That's kind of their thing. It's a calling card. It's a hairstyle they refuse to change. It's the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer's test driving the Saab and it goes beyond E and they just keep going as long as they can and it becomes a point of pride. So I just think that's what they like to do and they're comfortable with that. And I think it's going to take multiple years of underachievement and at least one losing season to get Art Rooney to do things differently. He's comfortable with Mike Tomlin. The organization is comfortable operating with Mike Tomlin as the head coach. And I think they just don't want to be in the market for a new head coach. I don't think they enjoyed the process the last time they did it. Remember, it was going to be Russ Grimm until it was Mike Tomlin. And they just would prefer to keep Tomlin, I believe, as long as he wants to stay there.
Mike, am I going to see you in Phoenix next week?
I'll be in Phoenix next week.
When are you leaving?
I think I'm flying out on Sunday, flying through Dallas. It's funny, my wife said, we need to fly through Dallas because weather may be an issue if we fly through Minneapolis. And I showed her what happened in Dallas this week. Yeah, we got lucky. We got lucky. You know, at least in Minnesota, they know how to deal with snow and ice. In Dallas, I know from being down there for Super Bowl 45, their strategy for ice removal is hide under the bed until it all melts.
Mm. Well, I'll see you out there next week then, Mike. Looking forward to it, man.
All right, safe travels. Looking forward to it.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.